Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Without being too broad, obviously, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season as well. We've gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had big concern in on the inside of our defense. We need to stop the run. We haven't been able to stop the run at key times for several years. When you have the kind of extraordinary pass rush that Michael had, then the way to mitigate that pass rush is to run at you. If the pass rush doesn't get you ahead pretty big time and you're playing even or behind, then you've really got a problem in stopping the run.
How embarrassing. Jerry Jones, it can't have been an accident that multiple times he referred to Micah Parsons as Michael. Reminded me of when I was getting to know Chuck Dickerson and he would incorrectly pronounce Tom Donahoe's name on purpose, just to sort of like tweak. And we went to a commercial one day, like, why are you doing that? He's like, you know why I'm doing that. Like, just so bad. I mean, really, he doesn't have enough respect for Parsons to call him by his name. I mean, was it supposed to sound like, was it supposed to be that we didn't notice? Was he asked? Man, if I were in that room, I would have been like, you know that you're doing that, right? Like, I would have wanted it. I'm not sure I would have had the nerve, but Is that an accident? You don't know his name, or what's happening here? Wow. I was thinking about, well, we all were yesterday, like this trade and that franchise and Jerry Jones himself. It is, I'll explain this. It is Sabres adjacent. Like, what's worse? What's the worst feeling for a fan of a sports team to have about his or her team? Like, what's the lowest you can feel? I think when your team's leadership is incompetent, like when you're a laughingstock, and it might feel like there's just no way around it. And, you know, of course, usually a fan can hope for his owner to can the dodo bird general manager, or fingers crossed, hope that is randomly good GM that you sort of lucked into doesn't leave and escape the Dodo Bird owner. Dodo Bird doesn't get used enough. I feel like I want to bring back Dodo Bird. Was the Dodo Bird before it went extinct and before it became, was it actually known as like the Eastern Maryland Pip Hatch or something, but then it went extinct and we just had to call it a Dodo Bird? I think it probably was the other way around. So again, back to the point. Your lowest existence, I think, as a fan is if you just have no hope that your team's management is able or willing to figure out. And it couldn't be both. The Dallas Cowboys should be able, the Sabres are different in this important respect. The Dallas Cowboys, American sports' most valuable franchise, you would think should be able to attract players and just, all else equal, consistently win. But they don't. They're usually pretty good. But they don't. They don't consistently win. And that would just be like, if you're a Cowboys fan, like a real one, if you're a Cowboys fan, you would just be probably like incredulous. How is this not, how have I not been to a championship game in 30 years? Like, just how is this real? How are we trading Micah Parsons for draft picks and have the owner, who's also the GM, that's their problem, the Dodo, he's both Dodo Birds, like, and have him call him by a different name at the press conference like he thinks it's funny. He either thinks it's funny or he's just senile, but I don't believe him to be senile. I feel like it's all been calculated. And a lot of people, everybody's saying that Parsons rubbed him the wrong way earlier in the offseason, and Jones, like, he's not going to play for me anymore. And, you know, the whole business about communicating with the player, negotiating with the player and not the agent, just amateur hour. I just think that that's the lowest you can be. The Cowboys don't have a palm trees problem they can point to. Like, they don't have any excuse. They can't stand there and tell you how they are disadvantaged, like the Sabres have and do, like, frequently. They've done lots of that. And they're not always off base, you know? I mean, I think for all the fun we had with palm trees from Kevin Adams, there's truth in it. You just never want to hear publicly, especially your team's leadership, make that excuse. Because what are you actually saying? I can't do this job. It's too hard. Okay, well, any owner that I could, you know, conjure up in my mind would get someone else the next day. I'm going to find somebody who thinks they can do this job. Thank you, though. Thank you for your service. Like, I can't. That can't fly. The Cowboys' plight is that Jones is all of it. He's in control of the whole thing. And I think that's probably a really lonely feeling for the fans who just seeing the team get embarrassed like that. Absolutely embarrassing. I'm not even to stop the run yet. I'm not even to, like, the general manager of an NFL team in the year 2025 thinks the more important thing here was to stop the run. I mean, he doesn't have the internet. Anybody who would say that just does not have the internet. It just, like, it's incredible. So it was cheap and just completely embarrassing. And, you know, the beat goes on, right? They're not going to be the most valuable franchise because of this. And anything can work. Maybe they'll win. Maybe this trade won't completely alienate all the players and make them wonder how fast they can get out of there. And it'll actually somehow have the reverse effect. Anything can work. One of these years, maybe the Sabres can line up a goalie season with a year where they can score. Like, they've been scoring, but then goaltending slipped. And they, you know, really haven't had goaltending be top third. How many years out of the 15 years have they had that? A couple, maybe. But one of these years, maybe it'll line up for them. And despite all their failures over the years, they'll get in the playoffs, you know? What's a good year for the Sabres? To make the playoffs. What's a good year for Dallas? To make the second round, maybe?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
They do not make the semis. They do not make the championship round. They've had Tony Romo and then Dak Prescott, two excellent quarterbacks, for a long time, and it has not been enough. In the NFC, where you're losing to Jordan Love and Brock Purdy instead, which that's both of those things have happened in the playoffs to Dallas in recent years. I don't know. I think if you have a knucklehead coach, just try to mix it up, move over to knucklehead. If you have a knucklehead coach or, say you have that, that's just not going to last long. Most of the time, Housley with the Sabres, using them again. Okay, well, this guy is not it. Hopefully this doesn't take too long for the Sabres to figure that out. 2 years went by, and then there he went. You have the coach who just isn't good enough. Time will pass, and he'll be gone. Bad roster. The draft is there to help you. The system is built to help you. And, okay, well, things start to fall right. We thought they had for the Sabres with Murray that here you've got Eichel happening and Reinhardt happening and, a couple of trades. And, this is how you do it. This is how the Blackhawks went from this ultimate embarrassment of a franchise to the top. And their owner died, which they needed, probably. They were the Cowboys a little bit with Bill Wirtz. It's how it happens. You can have that hope. But when your owner is, just way off, and he loves the spotlight, and he's the GM, odds aren't great. And this is really, I think, a low point. For as many shots as have been taken at Dallas and Jerry Jones over the years, all these years of coming up short, this, I think, is a new low. Trading, you do not see players like this in sports get traded. Maybe if they play for the Rays or something, and there's just no way their team is going to meet the contract demands, then they get traded. The Sabres are a little bit of that too. Historically, all those guys, I listened to the morning guys today, and Joe DiBiase at one point said, name a great Sabres player who ended his career here. I'll give you an hour. After Perreault, just name any great player who, and I started to think, I'm like, does Pominville count? Not really. He was good, if not very good, but he left and came back. That doesn't even really count. But everybody kind of great in their history, just they alienated and they left. And it's just too depressing to even think about. And that's with different ownership. Doesn't seem to matter. if you didn't laugh, you'd cry. But what an embarrassment. What a scene, Dallas. This does not happen. It only ever would happen to a team that doesn't want to spend the money. It could happen to the Bengals. It does not. It should not happen to the Cowboys. And it did. And other than the fact that he actually was traded, meaning that we knew the whole time with Parsons, Micah Parsons, even I know his name, we knew the whole time with him that as time passed, his price was going up. And the Cowboys were like, wow, these guys are really stupid. They don't realize that. They weren't stupid. They didn't care. That's what I think we learned by their having made this trade. They weren't blind to that. They just didn't care because we're not going to pay him. Don't you think? That's what ended up being the story there. People didn't expect the trade because it doesn't happen. And we focused on the fact that they were going to end up spending way more than they need to. No, they were never going to spend anything. They were never going to sign him. Michael Parsons. I mean, it's one thing for Terry Pegula to, you know, be at a league meeting or something and talk about Antoine Baldwin when he meant Anquan Bolden, reportedly. Like, that's unbelievable. But this is a star on your team that you traded today. And just, like, obviously that was intentional, right? I mean, that had to be intentional. Sal Capaccio coming up at 5. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.